Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, a lot of what Obama is doing, they're openly announcing, but quite a bit of it they're not. I mean, they passed last Thursday a national draft bill that is for women as well. The feds force middle school students to work for the federal government in basically brainwashing seminars. High schoolers, 18 to 24, for military and domestic, a new domestic military conscription. Paul Watson's doing another big article on that that ties into the Pentagon's directive they put out 3 weeks ago for the new 1 million person civilian military force. It says in there it'll be forced military service. It's just in a support role, not combat role. You'll still get blown to bits or have a good chance of it. I mean, this is unbelievable, and no one is talking about it. Literally. You don't hear the ACLU. You don't hear the liberals. You don't hear the Huffington Post, because it's Obama now. Can you imagine if Bush tried this? Here's another example. Bush was spending on average $9 billion a year. So 1 year it was $6 billion, then $9 billion, then $12 billion. But it was around, you know, $9 billion. Obama's talking about $20 billion out of the stimulus package, and that's what it's written up for, just for Acorn alone. Another $20 billion to pay off the churches. He had a big meeting with thousands of preachers at the White House, and he was there enrolling them to, quote, work in their community and basically spy on their neighbors. It said, watch your community, be, you know, run your neighborhood, knock on doors. Now they're openly doing it. And it's faith-based initiative. I remember all those reporters, you know, Bush, how dare you, separation of church and state. This is fascism when the government takes over religion. And it is, or communism. It's command and control. Pick your poison. You can call it whatever you want. It's tyranny. And now they love the faith-based initiative. See, I mean, it's just Bush could have never gotten away with this. That's why they're making him a messianic leader. Going back to Wilson in New York, talking to Wilson, right? Wilson, to go ahead and finish up your point, you're saying the Obama deception is waking up Obama zombies.
Yes, it is. It definitely took any doubt from them. Like, sometimes they'll say, well, maybe, you know, he will do something good that he now that he has the power, but the film definitely just takes out, it just proves to them completely, because it gives so much information and facts. So that, I just want to say thank you for just making all the information so interesting.
Well, thank you. Describe in more detail the folks you've showed it to and what they're saying when they see it.
Well, my mother is a teacher, and I've showed it to my mother. And then I gave her copies to give to teachers. I have friends. And some of them are just, like, baffled at the information that it brings, like the Million Youth Brigade kind of thing. Like, that was hard for me to explain, but the film, it just puts it, like, so simple and so easy to understand. So that was just great. And I just wanted to say one thing. If it's possible, you should try to make, like, a link that will make InfoWars, like, the homepage. So, like, right when you go on the internet, it's possible that, like, that's the first page that comes up. So I could possibly, like, do that in certain computers to make that the main page that comes up right when, like, you go on the internet.
Well, you know, we get so busy just trying to finish your film and get it out that we don't think all of this through. But I want everybody to put it all over the web, and then everybody rushed to upload it, so they uploaded really low-quality copies. A guy with the handle of Change the Channel at YouTube did the most beautiful, and it's in one piece. He's got a director's account. It was the most beautiful one-piece upload I've ever seen. Very high quality for YouTube. And we're trying to link to that one. I would ask him to, you know, please put a link up there for folks to buy the DVD there in the description to the side, because we need to make some of our money back. But it doesn't matter. We have no future anyways if we don't wake folks up. But by exposing Obama, if we can shoot down his agenda, if we can show he's a corporate fraud and not an anti-establishment guy, that this New World Order takeover is going to fail. Their attempt to bring in martial law will fail. It failed when the Bushes tried it as the head Nazi agents in 35 in the U.S. It failed when the Reagan people tried it in 84. They've been trying this over and over again. We're going to beat them again, ladies and gentlemen. Good to hear from you, Wilson. Justin, Robert, Kevin, Groom, EJ, your calls are coming up.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco with detailed growing guides available to you at no charge. You can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me, triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I've got an analogy to describe how Barack Obama is conning everybody, especially black Americans. Well, it's not an analogy or a parable. It's true stories. I scan around on XM radio and AM and FM radio. I'll listen like 2 or 3 minutes to BBC, and then I'll flip to this, I'll flip to that, and I might be in traffic for 45 minutes. So I hear a wide spectrum of it, and I listen to the left channel is what they call it. I think it's channel 144 on my XM in my car. And they had the talk show host. He's got a Saturday night show on forget his name, on CNN now. He's a black guy. And he had a mortgage expert on talking about the scams they're running, and he had black caller after black caller, so I ended up listening more than 3 minutes. I listened all the way home last night, talking about how they had nice, friendly black people call them up to refinance their mortgages in 2001, 2002. These people have good jobs, paying their mortgages. And they would use, you know, a pro-empowerment black agenda, and they were listing the companies on air. The guest he had on was aware of it all and confirming it, and he was reading articles. And they were describing how then they would go down to the brokerage place to then refinance, and it would be black people. But, of course, it's a big globalist, predominantly white-owned company, and how they would then rip them off and cheat them on the mortgage and actually make it a lot, you know, worse financial deal than they previously had. And then how they went to court and beat them, but still, you know, they won't change the mortgage. And I mean, that's all it is, folks. White slave traders going into the Gold Coast of Africa and the transatlantic slave trade, they had blacks delivering them the slaves that would go inland and capture black tribes. I mean, it's so elementary that the New World Order will put a black face on itself. Their agenda was imploding. Their agenda was falling apart. The country was on the edge of real revolution, as KRS-One says in the Obama deception, and they put a black face on the New World Order. Everybody just sat back and said, okay, I'm standing down. And it's that simple. And I'm not saying that white people are innately evil. I'm just speaking about what empires do. When white people were enslaving white people, when Julius Caesar for two decades was taking over Gaul, which is France today, and Germania, which is Germany and Austria and other areas, he would go in and he would use one Germanic chief to go after the next Germanic chief, or he'd get one Germanic chief to con his group to going into slavery by paying him off. So that's how this works, ladies and gentlemen. And it's that simple. Obama has lied about everything and is betraying you because he's a front man who was financed by the big banks. What did you think he was going to do? Now, I said I want to take a bunch of calls today, but every caller has been such important information. I was spending about 5 minutes with each caller. I promise in the next segment we're going to Justin, Robert, Groom, EJJ, and a bunch of folks. But so I get to everybody, you each get 1 minute. I'm just going to sit here, shut up, and let you make your point. I'm going to the next person because I want to take a lot of calls today. And I'm really mad at myself that I can hardly ever make myself do this. I want to try today to take a lot of calls. And I got a bunch of news coming up, too. But for the next 10 minutes or so, I wanted to bring up Tyler Palmer, who comes on with us once a month, because preparedness is very important. And a lot of listeners have gotten these and been very excited by them. But other people email me and call me and say, I don't understand how this works. Well, it's very simple. In 30,000 feet, in the first 30,000 feet of the atmosphere, on average, if they condense all the water down that's in it on an average humidity day, there's over 30 feet of water. There's also about an inch in the first 50,000 feet of the atmosphere of rock. That's right. Rock and dust and pieces of wood and pieces of dead insects and coal and potash and everything else from volcanoes. If you condense the first 50,000 feet of the atmosphere down to the ground, you would have at least an inch of dirt in your hand. And it would be an inch of dirt that would cover, you know, everything. For every square inch, you'd have an inch of dirt. Well, you also have 30-plus feet of water. That's what clouds are. Now, by the way, that's what blocks out most of the solar radiation. You hear about the astronauts, there's a solar flare, have to run, get inside a compartment in the space station, inside the water tanks, because the water is a shield. Well, that's just a few feet of it. That's why you hear about airline pilots above 30,000 feet get the equivalent of thousands of chest x-rays in their, you know, decades of flying. But I'm going off into a side issue, and I apologize for that. But this is the radiation shield of the Earth, is the water and the dirt in the atmosphere. Now, these machines grab water out of the air, sends it through 7 filters, and gives you the best water. You can pull stuff out of a well, pull stuff out of the tap. You can put it through filters. It'll cut out a lot of stuff, but not everything. The only way to cut it all out is the Ecola Blue system. Tyler Palmer, the inventor and chief officer there at EcolaBlue.com, thanks for coming on, sir.
Thank you, Alec. Good to be on again. And that was an interesting fact about the first 30,000 feet of the atmosphere condensing into 30 feet of water. And having a visual image of a flood of biblical proportion.
Well, that's what it is. That's why we don't die from the radiation.
That's right. And a lot of scientists believe life evolved in the ocean because that's where it was protected from the UV radiation.
Because before we had the thick atmosphere, it would burn anything on the land.
That's correct. So,
absolutely. And carbon dioxide is a big part of that shield, which they've now listed as a deadly chemical weapon, basically, they have to tax. Tell us about the Ecola Blue, because folks need to take advantage of this. And when you do come on once a month, you always offer a huge discount.
Right. Well, we're introducing a new, it's not a new Ecola Blue unit, but it does have one new feature. The lower storage tank is now lined with stainless steel and includes an extra UV light. And if you order within the next week, we're going to throw in a two-year supply of filters for free to any listener who mentions the Alex Jones Show. But the catch is you have to call our 800 number to do that. You can't do it over the website.
Yeah, because you guys would have to change all the prices for everybody
right.
if you did that. Just for the give folks the toll-free number.
It's 800-691-6043. And, again, 800-691-6043. And if you're calling from outside of the country, Canada, Europe, it's 925-231-0206.
And we're going to have those numbers out in a minute. But, you know, something I want you guys to plug... You have huge industrial units. You have middle-sized units. I mean, the one you sell here
right.
that we promote is the 7.5-gallon-a-day little unit that looks like a water cooler without the water bottle on top.
Right.
But I really think you guys ought to promote the big units because there's a lot of ranchers, a lot of restaurants, a lot of people that I think should get your big units.
Yeah, and we certainly are moving into that range of promotion. A lot of customers call up and they want to be completely off grid with their water. You know, you can live a few days without drinking water, and so people want to be prepared. And on average, we're used to using 80 to 100 gallons of water a day, compared to in the Middle Ages when people got by on about 5 gallons a day. So the Ecola Blue 28 is really for supplementing your water, not drinking fluoride-contaminated water at home, having control over your water. But if you want to be off-grid, showering in clean water and, you know, washing, cooking, all that in clean water, we do have a range of industrial units ranging from 200 to up to 5,000 liters per day. And that's a 5,000 liters is about, let's see, it's about 1,315 gallons of water a day. Now, not to be misleading, that thing's about the size of a school bus, but we do have something, the 200 liter per day, which is the 70 gallon, that translates to 70 gallons a day. And the 500, they're about the size of, I don't know, a small car maybe, a really small car.
And a lot of governments and militaries buy these. For those that want to get the regular Ecola Blue with a replacement of filters for a year from now, you get that free. Isn't that a couple $100 value?
It's about a $180 value. And a lot of people who order the machine, they want to make sure that they've got extra filters on hand in the event that, you know, some sort of tragedy or flood of biblical proportions or whatever happens.
Sure.
And you need, you know, customer service centers aren't going to be there.
Well, let's do this. Let's give out the international line and the toll-free line one more time, twice.
Okay. International line is area code 925-231-0206. Again, 925-231-0206. The toll-free number, 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043.
And they can find those numbers at EcolaBlue.com or on the big banners that link through at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. How long will this special last?
We're going to do it until the 1st of April, so about a week.
All right, a week, folks. This is a great unit, great price. That's $180 off the normal price. That's more than a tenth off. You can't beat that deal. Give them the toll-free number one more time.
It's 1-800-691-6043.
Tyler, you've done an amazing job with this system. It's the best unit out there. That's why we carry it. That's why we promote it. Tyler Palmer from McCullough.com, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Alex, and thank you to the listeners.
You bet. God bless you. We'll be right back with your calls. Stay with me and a ton of news.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
With our economy spiraling out of control,
living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner.
No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants,
begging for food.
Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming.
We have been warned.
And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
They come from the land of the ice and snow. All right, I said we're going to have open phones today, but I had to set this guest up coming up in about 40 minutes. Ed Martin, spokesman for Missourians United for Life. They've basically filed a complaint and for suit with the ACLU against the governor in the Mayak report. He's now officially apologized after refusing to apologize last Friday for saying pro-lifers are cop-killing mass murderers. That's basically what the report says in total. He's now had to back off and admit that it demonizes people like Ron Paul and others. Right now, let's go to your phone calls. Justin in North Carolina, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing today, buddy?
Good, sir.
Hey, I was wanting to ask you something. I saw the Obama Deception. I've actually watched it about three times. I think it's a great film. I think he did a really good job. It doesn't demonize his character personally. It just tackles the whole issue of the New World Order. One of the things I wanted to ask you about it, though, I noticed when you were going over, like, his staff and everything, you didn't mention in the film that most of them have dual citizenships with Israel. Was there a reason that you decided to skip that, or was that just a conscious decision on your part, or you didn't think it was relevant, or talk to me about that? What do you think?
This is what happened. I get obsessed with research and literally taping hundreds of newscasts, reading documents, piles of research, and the guys came to me and they said, look, you've got to choose what you're putting in this. We've got to get this off, you know, in the next couple of weeks and get it done to have the DVDs and have it for PrisonPlanet.tv. And no, I meant to get into that. I meant to get into the more esoteric stuff, like his relationship to Cheney and to Bush, how he's cousins to him, and then how Bush was cousins to Kerry. I meant to get into how most of his cabinet has to step down before they ever even get approved by the Senate because they're such mafia thugs. I meant to get into how Moore Valley wants to encircle Russia, how they are planning on destabilizing things. I meant to get more into the faith-based initiative. And we've got a big announcement coming up next week. I'm just going to leave it at that. I got a big announcement coming up next week. I'm just going to... Oh, you know what? I'll just go ahead and make the announcement now. Why wait? Why do it? July 4th, I'm coming out with a second Obama film, okay? With all the material that hit the cutting room floor and all the new stuff he's done, like the draft being passed the House, like the bailout to openly announcing world government, the Israeli connection, all the crooks in his administration, all of that. But this first film, The Obama Deception, this first film was just meant to explain, hey, let's stop being children. Both Bush and Obama and McCain, they all over the same policies, different rhetoric. And it was meant to show that the bankers are collapsing the society to bring in martial law. That's the main message, is the bankers are our enemy and they're above the law criminals, and they're openly announcing that they're above the law, and Kissinger saying Obama's going to bring in the New World Order. This film is for the uninitiated. This film, I didn't want distractions, and some of the things I just ran out of time, but other things, if it has too much, I wanted the film to be 90 minutes. It ended up being 112, or 22 minutes longer than I wanted. The average attention span for the most effective documentary is about 85 minutes. Usually I make three-hour films, you know, like 2 hours, 40 minutes long for Endgame, 3 hours long, plus for Martial Law, Rise of the Police State. So, yes, Tarpley is coming to Austin again. I'm interviewing more people. I've already made the decision a week ago to launch a whole nother Obama film with just what he's done in the first few months, because it's worse than we thought in the Obama Deception. It's moving even quicker. And so there will be another Obama film. I will announce the details and the name of the film next week. How's that sound?
Sounds great, Alex.
And I want to create an email right now. Guys, David, can you get the IT guy Matt in here, because I want this right now. I want to create the email address obamafilm@infowars.com. They're saying no, not another email address that gets filled. Yeah, no other spam, and we're going to ignore everything except recommendations, because the last week I've been trying to write down every single thing that he's done corrupt, and I literally wrote like 20 things down this morning. I looked at notes I wrote last week. There's too many things for me to even keep track of it all. So send all your recommendations to Obama Film. They're making the email address right now, Matt. Matt, are they making that right now? Good. They're making the new address right now? Okay, good. ObamaFilm@InfoWars.com. Stay there. I'll come back and let you say anything else you wanted to say. You got me ranting. And look at everybody else's call. I'm Alex Jones. This is GCN Radio Network. Yes, I'm making a second film right now. I'm already making it. Ha-ha!
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the Earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Finish up your question or point.
Yeah, Alex, I appreciate it. But what I was saying was just, you know, I think it's important for everybody to understand that the nation of Israel and the bankers and Zionism and the part that it plays in all this stuff as far as it goes with the Illuminati and the New World Order.
So. Well, you know, I've covered that in films like Terror Storm. That never makes people happy. It only makes them more upset. So, you know, there's just, not with you, sir, but with a lot of other talk show hosts and people out there, they find any reason, you know, made up stuff. I work for Israel. I work for the Vatican. I work for the Easter Bunny. I work for conservative groups. None of that's true. I'm an independent person fighting the New World Order as best I can. And I don't like bashing, you know, the open borders and the immigrants, but I'm forced to. I don't like bashing the bad things Israel does, but I do it. I don't like bashing, you know, the Vatican, but it's calling for world government, so I'm forced to. I'm not Catholic. But there's all these splinter groups that are obsessed with attacking one group or the other. I'm just fighting the globalist agenda to have a big tent for everybody to say, we don't want a world government run by bankers. We don't want to be in a police state. You know, that's all I'm doing.
Yes, sir. Hey, another thing I was going to ask you, too. Have you had a chance to talk to anybody about that new Nicolas Cage movie, The Knowing, that came out? Have you seen that yet?
You know, I miss a lot of things, but I did get some emails about that, but didn't have a chance to check into it. No, what's it about?
Oh, it's completely Illuminati. It's about an astrologer who stumbles onto a 50-year numerological code of about major disasters and events that are going to happen in the world. And basically, at the end of the film, there's an extinction-level event that happens. But one of the first codes that he breaks was 9/11/2001. And then it gives the latitude and longitude of the attack and how many people die in it. So, I mean, it's tied in pretty deep.
Amazing. I'll have to check it out. Thank you so much. In fact, you guys told me 2 weeks ago that there's a big mainstream movie out of Australia about chemtrails. Are you guys listening in there? You guys told me there was a big mainstream movie about chemtrails. Burma's told me about it, too, and then I never covered it. As soon as he gets here, will you ask him what that was? Because I just hear all this stuff, see it, and then don't have time to cover it all or ever look into it.
Anheish.
Okay, will you pull it up, a trailer or something, so I can play it when we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv in 25 minutes? Thank you so much, Rob Dew. Okay, Robert in California. Robert, you're on the air.
Good morning from California, sir.
Welcome, my friend.
I've been trying to send you some things from our children's services out here in Los Angeles County. So hopefully they've been getting into one of your gentlemen's mailbox. I'd like to thank you for making the Obama deception. I don't have any critique. Maybe if people do want to show it to different audiences, depending on which audience they want, they might want to, you know, maybe make their own edit as far as showing the whole movie. But as far as that, it's an excellent thing you're doing. I'm glad that you are adding to it. You might have to make a whole book series out of it. The other thing I wanted to bring up is, you know, I was sitting back, my wife tapes a bunch of movies for me, and I just got a new appreciation for Battlefield Earth, that John Travolta movie, because it just seems like that's what's going on.
I hear you. It's just insane. Anything else, sir?
No, I'll be writing some letters here pretty soon from the Campaign of Liberty. And
what specifically is going on with the CPS in California? I mean, I know they're grabbing homeschooler children now and just kidnapping more children outside of the proper legal system.
Well, specifically right now we are being called emergency workers. So that's the way if there's a disaster or some sort of event here in Los Angeles County, that anybody who works for the county, including Children's Services, will be put into certain areas where they would, you know, benefit whatever's going on, whether it's counting how many people go on the train.
Sure. That's been in mainstream news. For those that don't know, counties, cities, everything is being federalized under the threat fusion centers, the emergency management centers, and they're going to try to forcibly inoculate all the medical workers and emergency workers first, 14 million of them. They already tried that in 2003, remember, with the smallpox shot? But most of them refused, 99% refused, according to the LA Times. So it's very, very serious.
The other thing is that they're asking a lot of studies from the congressional part of it on what we can do to better service our clients, or basically what is the reporting levels that we need to report as far as, like, drug addiction and things like that, and services that we put out, or basically just handling of a case, period. So they're collecting all their data they need to, I guess, spring their trap.
Amazing. So what are the workers saying? Are they starting to figure out what's happening?
A few are figuring out what's happening. I live in Obama land at the moment. I see his picture and his photograph and a big cardboard cutout every time I stand up. So I can't wait until I get my copies of the Obama deception that I ordered so I can start handing them out like candy. They might not like me afterwards, but, you know, I'm not going to sit there and not give them the information and the truth, so... It's just a, you know, weird situation living here with on my cubicle. 9/11 was an inside job, and some people walk by and they look, and then I also have a small little picture that I keep on the wall here. It says the New American Piggy Bank. It's this pig that's been emaciated. You know, all you see is its ribs and bones.
Well, you know, I criticize the system because 100 years ago in England and the United States, they set up the family courts to carry out eugenics. We cover it in Endgame, but I do know that there is also a lot of bad things going on in society, and I know that all social workers are not bad. I've met quite a few that are good. You know, my biggest criticism is there's also a lot of scum involved and a lot of abusers that get involved, evidenced by all the arrests that are made continually. And I just don't know how good people like yourself can stay in that situation. I know that for CPS workers, it's over a 50% yearly turnover. People go get degrees and in this, and then, you know, for the right reasons, then they get into it and just can't stand staying in it. Can you speak to that?
Most of the workers that I know, especially the ones that I work with, we work in the adoptions part of the situation.
Oh, so you're not in the wicked part. I got you.
Yeah, and those who did actually work in those areas have either come over here or, like you said, have turned over or sort of resigned to their fate in life. And whatever else that might be in the office, they're pretty much either well hidden or in their own little group. So we really don't deal with them except after all the termination of parental rights and all those things that have to go through as far as the semi-legal system, as they call it.
Amazing. Amazing. Good to hear from you. I appreciate the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Groom in Maryland. Groom, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Another young supporter out here in Maryland. I find your documentary really compelling. I mean, got a lot of clear arguments. And I found the claim that Ron Paul's brother made that really stuck out to me is that and we're really operating under emergency powers. I found that really...
No, that's a fact.
I didn't find it shocking, but I found it really compelling because that's, when you state that fact, it really sticks out in people's head that Social Security and all that is just basically a collateral. We were put up as collateral, I mean...
Yeah, they take our money and then give us a pittance back. It's about domestication. It's literal slavery.
And, I mean, I've been trying to spread the word out here in around the high schools, you know. I'm trying to major in economics and really, because I think that's the prime component of us really getting out of this struggle.
What are folks saying and doing when you send them the Obama deception link?
Oh, matter of fact, another interesting thing that happened to me, I sent, H.R. 1388, the bill on the youth brigades. I sent that to my practical law teacher, and he was utterly stunned. Like, he didn't even know about it. I mentioned it in class, and he just didn't know what to say. I was like, he said, oh, that's horrible. It's not ever going to pass the way it's worded. But I was like, it was just stunned me that, you know, we just pass things off. And the lightning speed that this, you know, New World Order is coming is scary. But, I mean, he got
it. And that's all Barack Obama is a distraction. And when they're done with him, they're going to destroy his name as well. And it's a total setup. And just keep warning people. Keep passing them the free link that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, the best internet version we found of it, the best quality for free. Get the DVDs at Infowars.com. Make copies. Put it on Access TV. Everybody has my permission. Just keep getting it out to everybody. Groom, good to hear from you in Maryland. Keep up the good work. EJ in Texas. EJ, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, sir.
I haven't had a chance to talk with people about their reviews of your film since I just got back from out of town, but I promise to do that, and I'll call back sometime with that. But I have one question and a couple of comments. I'll try to be brief. The question is that when you had Dr. Carley on a few days ago, towards the end of one of the segments, you had quickly mentioned how vaccines leach out of the children's bodies. And I'd like to understand more about that, maybe where I could go to read about that.
Okay. The viral fragments or the complete viruses that are separate from what the vaccine, you know, supposedly, you know, let's say it's a flu shot that has five or six different variants of flu, a wide spectrum flu, it is grown on dead baby parts all over the world. They just legalized that here in the U.S. It's grown on monkey parts, ground up kidneys and other things. And then all of their viruses, similar to human viruses, the zoological viruses, and this is mainline science, merge, and then there's also DNA fragments, microplasms. All of this mixes and combines with bacteria and viruses in the body and then leaches out, creating new strains of viruses that are also carried by bacteria. But more than that, they admitted when they were trying to force the troops and the firemen and the police and everybody else to take the smallpox shot 2002-2003. Remember, they said you have to take it. There was no law. They just said you have to take it. Just like they tell citizens, we have to take stuff with no law. But thank God the police and military and even Tommy Thompson refused to take it, though he's saying everybody else had to take it. That they were admitting that it could actually cause and was causing some localized smallpox outbreaks that had been extincted in the Western world because it was a live smallpox injection. Okay, so people can actually get what they're being vaccinated for. Here's an example. Really nice lady, family friend, a nurse, known my grandmother since high school. She took a shingles shot, a vaccine, right when it came out last year and almost killed her. She got shingles. And they said it was a bad vaccine reaction. So there's just case after case. Look at the swine flu epidemic. So, yes, they leach out, sir.
Okay. Well, I think it'd be really good to have Dr. Jeagle on there again to kind of synthesize all this stuff and what's happening with the avian flu as well. He's just such a wealth of information.
He is. Maybe also, go ahead.
Michael Badnarik, the constitutional class guy. I mean,
you know, I said I was going to have Badnarik on. Set Michael Badnarik up for like 2 hours. Thank you, sir. I'm going to jump, EJ. Jay in Nebraska, you're on the air. Go ahead, Jay in Nebraska. Okay, he's gone. Okay, Dallas in Canada. Dallas, I didn't know Dallas was in Canada. Welcome, Dallas.
How's it going, Alex?
Good, sir.
Can you hear me good? Excellent, excellent. Alex, just proud of your work and what you've done. I'm a member of a party in British Columbia. We're called the BC Refred Party. We're running for the next election in May 10th in British Columbia. And we're well aware of what's going on with the system up here and down there. Thanks to you and your co-workers helping you out and et cetera. I just wanted to give you a heads up on that one. And the biggest thing is I'd like you to do for us is mention our name. Is there any possible way that we could actually do an interview with you?
Well, tell folks about your group.
Okay, well, we're well aware of the Bilderberg Group. We're well aware of the economy in British Columbia right now. We have little or no coverage with our media. They're all being owned by...
So you call your group the Bilderberg Group?
No, we call ourselves the BC Refed. You can find us on the internet. It's http
okay.
... www.refedbc.com.
Okay, tell us what you're about.
Well, we're about democracy. We want to end the corruption we've got running in British Columbia right now with the elite corporations buying up everything we have. We've lost our ferries to elite corporations across in Europe.
Yeah, they're grabbing up all the infrastructure with the unlimited cash their banker owners create out of nothing.
Oh, they're stealing everything. Right now we're going through the NAU agreement and the SPP agreement. And we have a new agreement in British Columbia. It's called the TILMA, which actually takes our sovereignty from each of our provinces right across Canada. And they're doing this behind secret meetings, secret doors, but we're getting out there. People are starting to notice what's going on. And it's very frustrating. Our big news media is CBC, which is Canadian Broadcast Corporation in Canada. Give me 1 second there. Oh, train's going by. But the biggest thing is that we can't get the big media, which is owned by them. We all know that, right? You still there, Alex?
Well, yeah, Dallas, I'm here. I assure you I'm here, my friend.
Well, yeah, I'm just getting blocked off there from noise. But we're working our butts off up here trying to get people informed.
Well, folks, should join you and get involved, Dallas. I appreciate your call. Matthews in Texas, go ahead.
Love the show. I have a question. Earlier in late January, you had Jordan Maxwell on the show.
Yes.
And you and he discussed kind of casually about getting together and making some information available about Obama's symbol, about the rising sun. And I just heard that you were going to make another Obama film, and I was wondering if you might incorporate that in that next film.
You know, here's the deal. I'm very honored that Jordan has reached out on and off air to me to be the director of a film about the sum of his work. And I've told Jordan that if he gives me specifics and tells me, you know, I have to have a script. I have to know what he wants to do. I can't go make a film about Jordan Maxwell. He wants it about specifics. And so I can only do so much, but a lot of people are interested in that. I would tell Jordan not to wait. Just go ahead and make it himself or work with some other folks. I mean, I'm sure it would be a very successful film and reach a lot of people. We know what Black Sun symbolizes. That was the secret Nazi symbol. That's an ancient symbol that goes way back thousands of years. And it deals with mass extermination, and we've covered it here, and it's a very occultic symbol that Obama uses.
Yeah, it's very hypnotic too. All right, well, that's all I wanted to ask. I love your show. Thank you. You're a hero, and I'll keep listening.
Thank you, sir. Good to hear from you. Yeah, have you watched Conan the Barbarian? You know, that's the symbol of Tulsa Doom is the Black Sun, and that was the Nazi secret symbol. And Jim Mars has covered that in detail here on air and written a book about it. It's in his Nazi book that we carry, The Fourth Reich. You know, he shows how the German government gave a big black sun to a major city in Tennessee after World War II. Black sun, I mean, you see that all over media. The evil mafia group in some of the Star Wars books that they're fighting, that the Empire's even fighting, is called Black Sun Corporation. All right, we're going to come back with more of your calls, as promised, and a ton of news. Huge news blitz coming up next hour and more of your calls.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The New World Order beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot.
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I sat down with Big Brother. Don't like those RFID.
Let's continue with your phone calls. Randy in California, you're on the air.
Got the blues about my freedom.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Alex, listen, I've been trying to get through for a month now, and it's so hard to get through to your show, and there's so many things I wanted to talk about a month ago are already being covered up by new things. It's amazing, the quickening. But so, Alex, I decided to change the pace a little bit. I just wanted to take my opportunity to thank you personally, Alex. I speak on behalf of so many people. I know you're a humble man, but you and your staff are loved and respected and admired by so many people. I know the sacrifice involved. I hear you sometimes. You're talking to these idiots, and it sounds like your head's going to explode. And I have to laugh because I've been there, and I am there still.
Well, the reason I continue on is because I know we have so many great people that support us, but more importantly are out there fighting right beside us. But the attacks, especially with this Obama film coming out, are coming from every quarter, especially operatives that pose in our own movement, just everywhere. But that means we're on target, so we're going to continue.
Absolutely. And one other thing I wanted to say, Alex, it's kind of funny. I heard you a couple weeks ago. You had the filmmakers on, and some of you made a comment about Pumpkinhead or something, and I thought it was kind of funny. But you know something, Alex? I thought about something. Here's how I look at you. Alex, you are like a pit bull for the truth. That is my new nickname for you, because you get a hold of somebody's leg and you don't let go. I am naming you the pit bull for the truth. Alex, thank you so much once again, and your staff. Keep up the good work, my friend.
Randy, I appreciate your call. God bless you. Bill in Iowa. Bill, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'd prefer you to be called a German Shepherd. I don't like pit bulls.
Right. Okay, well, let's stop talking about me. What's on your mind?
Okay, we were talking earlier about the mandatory draft or whatever you want to call it. I forgot the name for it. Anyway, I live in Iowa, and the high school now is requiring the kids to have 200 and some odd hours of community service.
Yeah, that's federal. Even before the bill passes the Senate, they call it the new Obama curricula, and they go, oh, you've got to do community service, but that's going to be what the feds say it is. And then it's, quote, 3 months a year in basic military training for everyone 18 to 24. This is it. It has now happened. I've got Paul Watson doing another article on it right now. He did a great one last Thursday. But this is, I thought this would get more attention even in the alternative media. But it's not really doing that. It's just absolutely amazing that this is happening. And the same stuff is being set up in England.
Yeah, these kids are working at local eating establishments like they're taking the jobs away from people that might really need those jobs. Anyway, another thing, what's the latest on Colonel Don D. Grand Prix? Have we found out how he's doing?
Yes, he died.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, anyway, thanks, Alex. Doing a great job.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your call. All right, we're going to start the next hour, take a few more calls, and then I've got Ed Martin, spokesman for Missourians United for Life. They have gotten involved in a legal move, and that's good. That's what we've been calling for here against the Missouri government. Civil liberties complaint filed against Jay Nixon, the governor, for abuse of state and law enforcement. Temporary restraining order sought against Nixon in U.S. District Court.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.